Well, all right. Guess we need to loosen up. God is good. And all the time. Good morning. How are you all doing? Good. Are you comfortable? Yes? Oh, man. You're in the wrong place. You're probably wondering why we have the back pews blocked off. And I just want you guys to keep that in your mind throughout this. Okay, because you'll figure out in the end. But just bear with me. In these last couple weeks, I've been thinking about, you know, me being comfortable. And, you know, where I feel the most comfortable in my home, in my schools, in my church. You know, and that got me thinking about me being comfortable with Jesus. Which, you know, that just leads me to think, what are other people's comfortable with, you know, how are they comfortable with Jesus? And I've actually found that a lot of people will deny or reject Jesus just to be comfortable, if you can believe that. They will, you know, push away God just so they feel, you know, in their bubble. You know, I made a little clip to show you guys how it seems like some people will just get so scared, you know, sometimes to step out of their comfort zones to see Jesus. And this clip shows what I think some people are, like, scared is going to happen. So we'll go ahead and show that.
Church, we'd love to have you at my church.
Ow! What are you doing?
I'm sorry. But on Sunday nights we have a dinner.
Ow! Are you okay?
I don't know. But you can come and maybe worship.
Ow! Y'all got it, sir!
thing, sir.
What?
What are you doing?
My car won't start.
You want a lift?
Well, yeah, if you can help me take this thing to the mechanic.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
Let's put it on my truck.
I don't understand.
So let's put it behind the car and we'll tow it. How about that?
That sounds good.
We'll just tow it. Go ahead and jump in.
Well, where are we going to go for now?
We're going to tow your car to the place.
Okay.
Okay.
How do I get in? Oh, door handle.
So, you said you want to take this to the mechanic?
Yeah.
Actually, I was on a place that I think can help you a little more. I was going to a church.
Ow! Are you okay?
Yeah. Anyways, I was going to church and I was
come on. Should I?
No, you're fine. I think maybe you should come with me to church.
And then, come on.
Man, you don't have to go.
Come
to church.
Now isn't that ridiculous? But the worst part about it is it's like some people actually think if they step out of their comfort zone and try spreading the word that that's going to happen. That a demon or the devil is going to punch them in the face every time they mention God's name. But I don't think that's how it should be. Here's an example of a guy named Tony. Tony's hanging out with some friends, you know, but they don't believe in God. But Tony, he's a good Christian. He's in church every Sunday. He's in multiple Bible studies. He reads his Bible every night, prays every night. I mean, he's a strong Christian. But when he's with his friends are like, oh, I don't believe in God. And they're like, you know, church is stupid. It's a waste of time. You know, and as a Christian, Tony should step up and say, well, you know, I believe in Christ. I believe in church. You know, maybe invite them to church. Share with them, you know, what Jesus did for us on the cross. You know, why he believes. But he doesn't. Instead, at first, he sits there quietly, just trying to ignore them. You know, after they keep talking about it, he starts agreeing with them. Going, yeah, church is a waste of time. I'd never go there. You know, and the next day he's in church. Now, for Tony, that's, you know, he's just make-believe. But there are people who actually do that. Because they want their friends to, you know, he wants his friends' support. He wants them to like him. He doesn't want to feel uncomfortable. He wants to stay in this bubble, you know. Hey, if the people at church like me for being a Christian, yeah. The people that don't like church like me for not liking church, yeah. It shouldn't be that way. He should be able to stand up for what he believes in, even if it makes him uncomfortable. So we made another clip to show you what I think it should be like when you try spreading God's word.
Who are you?
My name is Michael Angelo.
Well,
can you come down here so we can talk face to face?
One moment. Here I am. You
you, D?
I'm P.
You!
Me?
Yes, you! Have not taken the opportunity to spread God's word when you could. So therefore, hence, upon you, every time you do not spread his word when you have the opportunity to do so, I will pinch you in the side like that.
Okay, I think I can handle that.
Can you?
Way to go.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. Taking my stroll for the day.
Why?
I'm trying to lose some fat. I'm eating too much chocolate cake.
Oh, that stuff's good.
Yeah. You quit that Dr. Pepper yet? You really need to quit that pop.
I quit like a week ago, so I'm doing pretty good.
That's awesome. Awesome. All right, well, I got to get out of here, man. I got to finish the strolling and get back to the house.
All right. See you.
Ow! What?
Oh, nothing. My bad. I just had a jerk there.
That was weird.
Ah! I love Jesus!
Oh, that's nice. Bye.
I was taking my stroll for the day trying to cut off some chocolate cake. It came out of nowhere.
Wait!
So, I came here to see if they could do something, but they're all closed down for the day.
Sorry.
No, it's alright. Hang on, hey.
Cut!
Oh, alright, I'm good.
Well, that's good, you know. Doesn't sound great.
Alright, well, I think I'm gonna get out of here. Thanks for caring, though.
Ow!
Are you okay?
Yeah, just a spaz I have in my side. It happens sometimes.
Oh, okay. You know, if you're sure.
Yeah, see ya.
Oh, I love Jesus! Oh!
Good deal.
I love Jesus!
I told him so.
Now, how many of you would tell everybody you saw about Jesus if every time you didn't, you got pinched in the side by an angel? I know I would. I think it'd be a great way to get people to, you know, get out of their comfort zones. You know, you're in this bubble, you're talking to your friends. I don't like church. Wham! Oh, okay. You can go to church. This kind of brings me to why we blocked off the pews. We wanted everybody to sit closer. You know, most of the time people are sitting in the back, distant from the preacher. You know, front, you know, he's distant from you, you're distant from them. He can't see you sitting back there going, come on, Eric, end this. And also we wanted you to come and sit closer to feel a little uncomfortable. To feel out of the norm. You know, normally you're sitting back there, now you're up here. Feels a little different, right? From a biblical standpoint, we can look at like the opposite of Paul. Paul called it a scallops or a thorn in the flesh. Scholars think it could have been epilepsy, hysteria, depression, headaches, eye problems, or even leprosy. He said it was a perspective keeper or a way for Paul to designate God, or a way for him to, you know, communicate with God, follow God. He described it as an angel of Satan, like Satan put the scallops in him. This made him turn to God, ask God to take it out of him, made him follow God, want God more. So for him, it's like he's got this knife in his back, you know, some kind of disease that's just, you know, hurting him. So it's like bad. And so the only way for him to deal with it is he turns to God, you know, ask for God's help. Well, for us, one of our thorns in the flesh would be our comfort zone. The difference is it's not like a knife for us. We're sitting in this bubble, you know, all nice. And if we stay there, we're never going to grow. For him, if he just dealt with it, he would have probably got sicker and sicker, you know, instead of turning for God. So what we need to do is step out of that comfort zone, pull that knife out, step out of that comfort zone, reach to other people. You know, normally when you go talk to someone about Jesus and they don't believe, you know, most of the time they're like, whatever, you know, and that kind of makes you feel uncomfortable, makes you feel a little bad about yourself. You're like, okay, they're just rejecting me. But if we look at 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, but God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And I'll just take that line right there. My power is made perfect in weakness. So you're uncomfortable. That's a form of weakness. They're rejecting you. You're feeling a little down. Well, God's power is perfect right then. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me for the sake of Christ. Then I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. Now think about that for a second. It's saying, I'm weak, you know, I'm down, but, you know, these people are ignoring me. They're trying to push me away, but I got God right here. You know, he's right here with me. So, I mean, they can insult me. They can put me through hardships, you know, all that. So they can bring it all on. But I got God right here. So he's going to let me push through. He's going to let me, you know, all right, we got this. We're going to get you to come to church, you know. For when I am weak, I am strong. I think that says the most right there. To like when you step out of that comfort zone, you're weak. God says right here, for when I am weak, I am strong. He's saying you have it all right here. You have God right here to help you be strong. When you're the weakest, you're the strongest. You can kind of look at it like this. If you start lifting weights and you're weak, what happens? You get stronger. So you look at it like that. You're weak, but you have God right here, so you keep fighting. You're going to get stronger. So I want everybody to say this with me. When I am weak, I am strong. When I am weak, I am strong. One more time. When I am weak, I am strong. Thank you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for letting me come and spread your word today. Lord, let this get all these people to step out of their comfort zones, reach to other people, try to get people to come follow you. Lord, I just hope that people can leave this place feeling a little uncomfortable, feeling not too good about themselves, and thinking, you know, maybe I've sat in this comfort zone too long and I need to reach out. In your name I pray. Amen.